This is Ozarks at Large. As mentioned earlier on the program, Arkansas voters delivered overwhelming approval yesterday for a plan to improve interstate highways in the state. The highway bonds, funded by an already existing 4-cent diesel tax, will generate about $575 million for repairs. Several interchanges along Interstate 540 will be improved or widened as part of the work. Nearly 80% of those voting cast ballots in favor of the measure.
The Arkansas Department of Human Services says it doesn't have a procedure to monitor church and state issues in preschools that receive state money. The issue has been raised after a controversy involving a Washington County preschool, Growing God's Kingdom. A complaint was filed that the school was receiving state money and teaching religious lessons. The preschool in question received more than $500,000 in Arkansas Better Chance taxpayer funds this year. Amy Webb, a spokesperson for DHS, says the department is in the process of writing up guidelines that employees can use in the future.
In response to the complaint from Americans United, our attorneys are doing some legal research so that they can give some more specific guidance to our staff in terms of what they need to be looking for when they go out to the ABC providers.
Webb says the department is in the process of also deciding how best to deal with the current issues raised by the complaint.
We sent out an employee on Friday to make observations at the center. And then once our attorneys provide some guidance, our Division of Child Care and Early Childhood Education will meet and discuss the observations that were made on Friday and decide whether any corrective action is needed. And if so, they will then contact the facility owners and discuss that corrective action with them.
That complaint was raised by the national group Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
Friday is Veterans Day, and the first class in the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame will be inducted that night. One of the organizers of the hall says the concept is to give veterans in the state recognition.
Category 1 consists of veterans who were nominated for valor, that is, for what they did in combat. Category 2, because of the service they it could be that you have a veteran who, for whatever reason, never served in because there was not one while they were serving. From 1953, a couple of hot spots didn't have wars. And therefore, there has to be a mechanism.
Friday's ceremonies will take place in Conway. The Hall of Fame will eventually be located at the state capitol.
Replicas of ships that sailed with Columbus on his expeditions from Spain will float into Fort Smith later this week. Copies of the Niña and Pinta will dock at Daly's Fleeting Service on Riverfront Drive and remain there until their departure early Monday morning. The Niña was built by hand and without the use of power tools and is considered to be the most historically correct Columbus replica ever built. The public can board the ships beginning Friday morning. There will be a fee assigned to tour the ships.
This reminder, a national emergency alert system test is scheduled to take place at 1 this afternoon. Every radio and TV station, including KUAF, will participate in the test that is expected to last about 3 minutes.
That'll be right after this program. The Arkansas Razorback men's basketball team won its final warm-up contest last night in Fayetteville. The Razorbacks defeated Christian Brothers 76-54. The regular season will open Friday night against South Carolina Upstate, a game in Bud Walton Arena.
The John Brown University men's basketball team is now 4-0 after defeating Baptist Bible College 94-38 last night. The JBU men next play Saturday in Siloam Springs against Central Baptist from Conway. The JBU women lost their season opener last night, 57-53, to Mid-America Nazarene in Olathe, Kansas.
Rain gardens can offset stormwater runoff, which contributes to water pollution. A Rain Garden Academy will take place tomorrow, November 10th at 9 a.m., sponsored by the Illinois River Watershed Partnership and Beaver Water District. This event will discuss the building of a rain garden, plus the quality of local waterways. Register or receive more information at irwp.org.